You're listening to SB Nation Radio. This is the Sports Grind with Calvin, Rudy, and Salami.
All right, back here on the Sports Grind here on SB Nation Radio Networks, broadcasting live out here at Dave & Buster's downtown River Center Mall, heart of the Final Four weekend here on SB Nation Radio Networks. And right now, we're going to be joined, courtesy of Capital One, we're going to be joined by the Jet, Kenny Smith. What's going on this afternoon, Kenny?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
All right, man. Just hanging in there, man. Look, of course, we want to talk to you. We know you're taking a little break from the NBA, and we got family chaos going down here in the 210 that we're not accustomed to. Would love to get your take on that. But let's first talk about college basketball in the Final Four. Looking at the teams down here, Kenny, that's down here in San Antonio, and you've been covering this now for a while, what is the team that you feel that is the most prepared for the moment, the big stage and the pressure of going in the Final Four, out of the team that you've seen all the way up to this point to the tournament?
Well, I mean, preparation would probably be Villanova, because you have a couple guys that's already been to the Final Four. But in terms of actuality, I think no one is prepared for, you know, the magnitude of what this could bring for you. You know, it's like I've been blessed to play at two NBA finals, and the second one was just as, you know, nerve-wracking as the first. So it's a great opportunity for all of these schools, probably Loyola the most, because I don't know if, you know, at the beginning of the year when they signed that, Loyola said, hey, we're going to be playing for a national championship, and we're 48 hours away from doing it.
Again, we're joined by Kenny the Jet Smith. Kenny, looking at, let me ask you this, because you, how many years has it been since you've been on the broadcast on the team that TNT done the deal with college basketball? How many years is this now?
College basketball is now 8 years.
Eight years. And I know, like you said, Tar Heel, you know, champion, and you've done a good work with TNT. But the one thing I always wondered, looking at it from afar when you made the transition, how hard was it? Is it different in reference to that transition of covering college basketball, kind of the way you do it on TNT? Were you still staying in tune to the game before you started covering it this way? Because I know it was controversy for a while that they let you and Chuck all of a sudden, like, these guys ain't paying attention to college basketball, yada yada, when y'all first started. It's crazy. It's been 8 years. But was it a major adjustment for you, or was it just like it was easy transition for you?
Well, it was funny when I first used to hear that, how people would say that, knowing what I do on my off time without asking. So, you don't follow college basketball? Oh, yes, I do. Because I had covered ACC basketball for Fox as well. So, you know, it was an easy transition. But I think because it's basketball more than anything else. It's just basketball. And what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
Okay. Jet, real quick question for you. Who is your greatest of all time?
We've been arguing for
my,
like three
my years. Greatest of who?
Greatest of all time basketball player.
NBA.
Oh, Michael Jordan. Come on.
Okay.
Not even close.
Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that. Joined by Kenny the Jet Smith. Kenny, your Spurs,
yes.
The thing we always say on this show, Calvin always says it, and we've used your comparison for years, is you said, hey, the Spurs are always at that 80. There's no up, there's no down. They just kind of stay even keel. What have you seen with this team with the whole Kawhi thing? You know what? I'll ask you, if you had a player on your team that they said was cleared to play and he wasn't playing, how are you looking at that teammate?
Hey, this might be the funniest question of all time. You know why? Because literally 8 feet away from me, not even 10, is Coach Popovich talking to my son, because I just introduced him as we were walking through. No, you want me to
Are
just walk
serious?
Over there and ask him this question?
I talked to Pop that. Enough, Kenny.
You have great timing, I'll tell you that. But I'll say this. For me, and I'm going to move away so he doesn't hear me. No, honestly, you know, the Spurs have been the class of what all organizations. And Kawhi Leonard, from what we know from afar, I don't know him personally that well. I've met him, and I met his parents a couple of times, but I don't know him that well. But he doesn't seem like a guy who wants attention, and this is bringing attention to him. He doesn't seem like a guy who does that. So I've seen guys cleared to play basketball, but not cleared to play NBA basketball. There's a big difference. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm like, Kenny Smith right now is cleared to play basketball. But I can't play NBA basketball.
I feel you.
All right, Kitty, what do you got going on? I mean, you're in here for the Final Four, courtesy of Capital One. What do you got going on with Capital One here in San Antonio? What you doing with them?
Oh, man, having a great time. You know, for all the car holders here, we got some exclusive access to a lot of different things, the fan fest, the music fest. If you're a card holder, you get 2 free tickets just for being a card holder. You come in, come hang out with me from 4 to 5 today, which is in another 15 minutes, over at the Fan Fest, and just hang out, get some free stuff, and enjoy the atmosphere of the Final Four, because there's nothing like it. No sporting event other in basketball. There's no sporting event in basketball like this at all.
Do you like it better here, Kenny, because of the proximity? You're able to walk pretty much everywhere. I mean, you've been to them all over the country. How does San Antonio stack up in your eyes?
Oh, I love the fact that you can walk everywhere. And as Charles would say, I love the churros.
Yeah, man, protect your guy Chuck tonight, man, from the women, man. We've been having to get feedback from this from years, man.
Oh,
but it's great what y'all do, man, on TNT.
Y'all.
I got a lot of respect. I had respect for you when you played.
It's all with love.
Yeah, of course. But you do a good job, Kitty. Seriously, I've said that not just because we're interviewing you here, but the way you break the game down for whether it's a passerby fan. You had a lot of respect for you when you played, but I love what you do every night with TNT.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate you.
All right, Kenny. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right. See.